Here's your morning brief for Friday, February 18th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. We are exclusively reporting that Activision Blizzard is the target of expanded federal and state investigations over how the video gaming company handled sexual harassment allegations. Sources say California's Department of Fair Employment and Housing has subpoenaed Activision's directors, as well as LA area police departments, for records related to longtime CEO Bobby Kotick and 18 other current and former Activision employees. The SEC has sent an additional subpoena to Activision in connection with an investigation it launched last year. Activision has said it is cooperating with the SEC probe and has disputed California's claims. The U.S. Senate has passed a stopgap funding bill, narrowly averting a government shutdown. Last night's resolution keeps the government funded until March 11th. The vote ended a drama that started when some Republicans threatened to delay passage unless the Senate held amendment votes on policy priorities. And the Department of Justice has appointed its first ever crypto enforcement leader. Cybercriminal prosecutor Eunyoung Choi has been tapped to direct the agency's National Cryptocurrency Enforcement Team, which aims to investigate and prosecute the criminal misuse of virtual currency and recover the illicit proceeds from those crimes. Markets in Asia ended mixed, and European shares began the day higher. U.S. stock futures have also gained after the Dow Jones Industrial Average suffered its steepest one-day loss of 2022. Later, investors will be watching new home sales figures for the U.S. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.